Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, this guest that we have next, I'm excited to talk to him. Carlos Mariana is the House legislator, a representative of our state, and he is joining me to talk about what is happening here in the Twin Cities, particularly when it comes to violence prevention, what the police are doing, how we are viewing and receiving that information from them. There's so much to talk about, sir. I'm really excited. Representative Mariana is joining us tonight. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Good to be with you. Yes, I am. Good to be with you.
I sure appreciate it. Now, I understand last Saturday you had a virtual town hall meeting to discuss solutions in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. Can you tell me what you learned from that townhouse before we get down into the deep stuff?
Yeah, learned a lot of things. One, obviously, is a lot of folks really, were shocked, that they're hurting. That they're still trying to work through, what they saw in that video, and that they really want justice. They want, our system of law to work to make sure that, the people involved are held accountable. I mean, I really think that's the bottom line. And frankly, I think also there was a really, a lot of expression of solidarity, if you will, across different folks, all sorts of people, white, black, older, young, really all just saying, look, man, we have to make sure that we have a police presence that works for everybody, and that when bad things happen, that people are held accountable. I think it really, really is kind of the bottom line. It just cut across all sorts of people's expectations.
Yeah. That absolutely sums it up. I want to say that as I was reading about the virtual town hall that you held last Saturday, what I gleaned from it that really struck me is that it's not necessarily being called an issue. They're not saying that we need to discuss the next steps for, in order to deal with this issue. That's what we hear a lot of times. And language means so much, Representative Mariana. We know that it means a lot. And here it states that they wanted to discuss the next steps for the legislature to address this crisis. And when you hear words like that, we know that this is a call to action, an immediate call to action. How did you receive that, and where do you begin?
Well, honestly, a number of us had already begun. So I've been chairing this committee called the Public Safety and Criminal Justice Reform Committee, and I've been doing that for 2 years now. I started January of last year. And, when the speaker appointed me to the job, one of the things she asked is, hey, take a look at how it is that we police so that everyone feels like they're a part of public safety, so that when it comes to issues of race, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that, there's no racial discrimination, that any animosity, directed particularly against, black people, that, that we're addressing those issues. And so, frankly, we've already begun this work. We started last year passing out a whole bunch of bills around police accountability, collecting data, analyzing that data, sharing information, with the public. Very few of those laws those proposals have become law. Not everybody agrees, and so we've had a hard time convincing folks in the Senate to be about that as well. So that's where we began. Literally like 24 hours, within 24 hours of hearing of George Floyd's death. We just got right on it right away, just, you know, dug out those bills, started calling people, constructing new language. We've been working, you know, long hours, you know, right through the weekend, just in the midst of all this stuff, all the, you know, demonstrations and all the chaos. You know, we've been working on constructing a package of bills based on those old bills, but also some new ideas as well. And so, and we're continuing to do that. So we're holding like town hall meetings, as you mentioned, with all sorts of folks. I've been calling and interacting with community activists, with families directly impacted, even families who have had individuals who have died in police custody. But then also talking to the cops, you know, and talking to different law enforcement agencies, talking to county attorneys, you know, just really covering everyone, you know, in terms of getting, you know, the best ideas about how we can do things differently and better.
When it comes to a town hall meeting, of course, the voices at the table really do matter. And I see that at the town hall meeting, you had a chance to have the Council of Minnesotans for African Heritage. You had Metropolitan Economic Development Association. You had NAMI of Minnesota, the National Association of Mental Illness, if I'm not mistaken, also joined the discussion, as well as Wilders Foundation Community Equity Program and so much more. Tell me about NAMI being present there and why that was necessary.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I think I got the question. I think what ties all that together is that obviously what we've got is an issue about how policing is done, how policing interacts with certain communities, in this case, obviously, with the African-American community. And, you know, that's an old history. You know, those important. It's more than unfortunate. Those wrong outcomes where we've got, you know, folks paying the ultimate price, that's not new. But at the same time, there's all sorts of issues that feed into that. You know, the lack of housing opportunities, the lack of access to credit, to business, to educational, appropriate educational opportunities. You know, we're no different, unfortunately, in Minnesota as across the nation, where people get treated different. They have different opportunities. And a lot of that is often based on where you live, what your race is, what your income is. And for a lot of African Americans, they wind up on the wrong side of all that. So when we engage with people, as you mentioned, those different types of people, they were all absolutely about, hey, address the issue of police accountability. Let's stop police brutality. But hey, Representative, we want you to know that, you know, this is all connected to, you know, bad educational opportunities, to no housing opportunities, to limited opportunities for business starting, for, you know, getting jobs, et cetera. So, you know, this is the work of our society. We constantly have to look for ways in order to make true opportunities happen for everybody. And if we don't do that, then we wind up producing the kind of outcomes that happened last week for George Floyd.
Representative Carlos Mariani, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate your call and your interest, and my best to everybody who's listening and who's caring about these issues.
Stay safe, sir. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you.
All right. He is a DFLer with District 65B, 65B. If you want to contact him, maybe ask questions and see if he will respond, just go to REP for Representative dot Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, dot Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I, at house.mn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.